All right. Hello. Welcome to the John Covey podcast. This is episode 78. Right. So today it's just myself. I don't have a guest for you this week, but I've got some really, really great ones lined up as well. This particular episode is going to be all about goals, seeing as we are coming to the end of January. So it's all about why you keep missing your goals. As I've just said, we're at the end of January, and the question really is, are you still on track with your goals? Are you chipping away at those New Year resolutions? Now, research does tell us that approximately 20% of New Year resolutions are still active by February. That's a huge amount of people that aren't seeing it through. And the top 10 New Year's resolutions, according to a survey of 2,000 people, which was conducted by Inc. last year, goes like this. So number one, a diet or to eat healthier is number one. 71% of people voted for this one. Now, in second place is exercise more. Third place, lose weight. Fourth place, save more and spend less. In fifth place, it's to learn a new skill or a hobby. Really interesting, that one. We'll come to that later on, though. Number six is to quit smoking. Seven is to read more. Also very interesting. Eight, to find another job. Nine, to drink less alcohol. And 10, to spend more time with family and friends. Now, the question is if we set these goals, what causes us to stop? And it could be several reasons. The first, it could be that maybe you just don't want to achieve the goal to start with. Potentially, you just like the idea of the goal, but the reality is that that's all it ever was. So you've got to really make sure that what you're thinking about and what you're wanting to achieve is what you really, really want. It might be that you like the idea of a private jet, but in reality, do you really want that? Because if you don't really want it, you're going to find a million different reasons why you can't have it, or why you can't achieve it, or the things that you can't do. The second, you had no fire in your belly to achieve the goal. So it's quite similar to the first in many respects. Yet these goals are often, they are more realistic. So it might be that you want to lose some weight by the summertime. A lot more realistic than a Ferrari or a private helicopter or private, you know, a jet or whatever it may be. So they are often more realistic, but still people don't commit to them. And then thirdly, you don't have the necessary skills required to achieve the goal. Now, this, I think, is a real big one and most likely a huge reason why many fail to hit their goals. And it's about understanding that you're on tiers, on levels, if you like. And it's like, let's look at it as a computer game. You know, every next level of the computer game is harder. So for you to, you know, to win at the next level, you have to become slightly better yourself. You have to learn new skills. And this is so true for your goals. Now, you can't outperform your learning. So your current knowledge that you have, you can't outperform the knowledge that you currently have. You have to learn new skills to be able to do things and achieve more. And I think this is a really valid part of why I think a lot of people don't achieve the things that they want to achieve in life or in their business or even in their career. It's because they don't, at that moment in time, they don't have the skills to do it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't set goals high. It's just making sure that you understand that a part of that process would be to develop or hire in the skills required to achieve it. So what I would say when you set goals is don't set goals based on what you, on your current abilities. Set goals based on your potential abilities. And then find a way to develop the skills that you need to get there. This is hugely important. I think that this third option here is that you don't have the skills. I think it's vitally important that we spend time on this and really understand that we need to develop skills to get to that next level, or we certainly need to surround ourselves with people with the right kind of skills to get to that next level. Now, for any goal to be achieved, there is certain elements that have to be in place. You have to do things in a certain way for you to achieve it, like you would if you was cooking or baking. You can't just chuck everything in at once and hope it's going to turn out right. You have to do things. And so with a goal, obviously you need to write it down. You need to get it out of your head. You can't leave it in your head because it'll fade away. You know, it'll be really important for the moment you're thinking about it, but if you don't do anything with it, it'll fade. So you absolutely have to write it down. You have to then get emotionally involved in that goal, you know, really develop a fire in your belly and take some immediate steps to move towards it. Now, them immediate steps could be learning a new skill. It could be that you're just going to get started, but you've got to do these things. You've got to write it down. You've got to get emotionally involved, and you've got to do something to move towards it. Now, what I have developed is a framework for planning that helps not only with goal setting, but as I just said, planning as a whole. It's a powerful framework that you can apply straight away. You just get a piece of paper and write it down. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that in a second. And it's a framework that if you follow it, as I have, it will make you more productive. It will give you a lot more clarity on the things that you're going to do. And it will give you the reason to do it as well. So this framework is called ARC, A-R-C. It's just an acronym. Give it a try. And the A represents achieve. The R represents reason. And the C represents create. So start by being very clear about what it is you wish to achieve. Maybe that's your goal. Now, the way the subconscious works is it thrives on detail. So the more detail you give it, the harder it will work to help you. So you've got to get really, really, really clear about what it is that you want to achieve. Don't just say that you want more money, because how much is more money? You've got to get really specific on this. Don't say that you want a nice house or a big house. Get really specific about where, the style, how many bedrooms, what's the downstairs layout look like? What's the upstairs layout look like? Get really, really drilled into the detail. If that's your business, maybe it's like, I want a big business. I want to help and serve lots of people. Good. How does that look? How many staff do you have? Have you got an office? You should have an office. Where is it? You've got to get into the detail and really kind of get a lot of clarity around the things that you want to achieve. Now, the next thing is you have to get emotionally involved with your goal. You've got to ask yourself, what's the reason you wish to achieve it? Now, the stronger the emotional connection, the less likely you will start to drift off and lose interest. We are emotional creatures. We are driven by emotion. So if we can get, or if you can get rather, emotionally involved with it, why is it that you want to achieve this? What's the reason behind it? Is it that you want to lose the weight because you want to feel good and flexible? Is it because you want to attract the opposite sex? Is it because it makes you feel more confident? What's the reason behind the goal? What's the reason behind the tasks or the things that you're trying to achieve? And really kind of spend some time getting into this. This is often the hardest stage of setting goals and tasks, is that understanding the reason why is difficult at times, but it's the reason why, it's the reasons why you're doing it that's going to make it drive you through the hardship, through the challenges. When times get difficult, when you feel like giving in and surrendering because it's painful and it hurts, this reason is what's going to drive you forward. This reason is going to be the fire in your belly that makes you not want to quit, that makes you say, I'm going to go through brick walls to get to the things that I want. You've got to get really emotionally involved with it. And finally, create, the final stage. So we've got A for achieve, we've got R for reason, and finally C for create. What can you do immediately to create momentum? And what I often find works best, certainly for myself, and it's the way that this framework has been developed, is just to create a list of three steps that you can get started with. And this could be learn more. It could be speak with an expert. It could be book in a demonstration. But it's the small, simple steps that you can do immediately. And it's immediately that's the important thing here with this creation step, is what can you do immediately to create momentum? So list out the three things that it's going to allow you to do that. And what you'll find is once you start, it's very easy for you to continue. Often it's the starting. We don't know where to start. We don't know what to do. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just three simple, easy steps. And then do it. Just get on with it. But create these steps immediately. Get that ball rolling. And that's it. That's ARC. That's the way to do it. Give it a try. And if you need some help with this, go to my website, johncovey.com, J-O-N, there's no H in it, johncovey.com, where you can book a free call and let's chat about this and put it into some kind of context for what you're trying to achieve, whether that's tasks on a day-to-day basis, so it's planning the work day for you, or whether it is on a goal, maybe it's a lofty goal or something as well, but let's have a chat about this. I can help you. Let's do this. Now, put that to practice. This is, I believe, as I've said, these three reasons are probably most likely the biggest reasons why most people don't achieve, why they do surrender come February, and only 20%, which I imagine, I should have looked into this actually, but I imagine throughout the year that 20% rapidly drops as well, which is a shame. But I think that if you embrace this, if you get attached to this and start using this ARC framework, I guarantee that, like it has for me, it will change things. It will make life easier. It will make you more productive. It will stop you from being lazy. It'll give you a fire in your belly, and it just works, guys. Guys, John Covey podcast, hope you've enjoyed it. Short and snappy one this week. It's only 10 minutes. We usually wrap on for like an hour in some cases. In fact, the last podcast with Helen last week was an hour and a half. It's the longest podcast I've done yet. Maybe this long-form content works for some. I don't know if it does. You tell me. Guys, if you know anybody that likes this kind of content, please share them this post, this podcast. Do tag them in. Do invite them on. Subscribe. Don't forget YouTube. We put these podcasts onto there. Obviously, they're available on iTunes and Spotify and Google Podcasts and everywhere else you can listen to podcasts. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you listening in. See you next time.